Happy Monday. Today is Monday, March the 6th, 2023. It's, I know it's technically not spring yet, but it sure looks a lot like spring where we are. It's just that time of year. The tree right outside my window, the big red bud, is in like full bloom. It just decided it didn't want to wait. Everybody's out like in their hammocks in the backyard. Our neighbors in the Baptist Collegiate Ministry, you probably hear them. If they're hooping and hollering, they're out there playing frisbee and just tossing whatever looks like a frisbee around. I haven't seen them just toss somebody yet, but that could happen. So it's just that time of year. It's, you know, one of these times of year where you really get reminded that the cycle starts over again. And while I'm thinking of it and on that subject, first of all, this is a good psalm today. By the way, our Bible readings today are Psalm 128, Numbers 21, 4 through 9, and then Hebrews 3, 1 through 6. I'm going to look at Psalm 128 today and visit with our friend Malcolm Guyte, who we haven't done in a while because it's getting that point of year where there's a lot of repetition because we've been through this three-year cycle, and you know, we've started over again with year A. But this the psalm today really is kind of fitting for this time of the year because it's about all this new life and you know, how life goes on and what it takes to be happy in this life. But once again, this idea of new beginnings and the starting of something over again, like I said, we're in year A of the liturgical cycle, and we are coming up on the, I think I mentioned a couple weeks ago, third anniversary of starting the daily Bible readings on video and posting them online. And it's, you know, and like I said, I never thought when I started this that we'd do this like for 3 years. We started it as a response to everything shutting down for COVID and needing some way to communicate with people, and then just decided to go and see the whole thing through. And so now we're coming up on that anniversary, and we're going to be done with it, but there's this version of it will end. And then students have expressed an interest in actually starting a new version of the daily Bible reading. So we'll see how that happens. I don't know that there's going to be a video component to it. I think it's all going to happen on Instagram, probably via the story function on Instagram. So if you're into following the stories on Instagram, there you go. But we will also start like reposting the videos from the past 3 years, which would be kind of neat because it'd be interesting to follow along that story and that trajectory as we dealt with the initial shutdown and then just kind of got into a groove to where it wasn't like we're doing this because of COVID and we started doing it because, hey, this is our devotional, part of our devotional life. So yeah, keep an eye out for that. The videos might not be showing up on Instagram, not really sure, but they all are on YouTube, so we'll probably be sharing the YouTube links. So you'll be able to find that on Facebook, or hey, it's all on a playlist on YouTube. Just go to our YouTube channel, just go to YouTube and search Wesley UTC, and it'll show up. But anyway, today's Psalm of the Day is Psalm 128. So I will read Psalm 128, and then I will read our psalm from Malcolm Guyte's book, David's Crown, his sonnets that he wrote in response to the Psalms of David. And this one for today is Beati Omnes. So, Psalm 128. Happy is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. You shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. You shall be happy, and it shall go well with you. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. Now Psalm 128, Beati Omnes, from Malcolm Guyte's book, David's Crown. We come to judgment, death, and resurrection sooner or later. We must seek his ways, not for success, but for a true fruition. I'm thankful that the labor of my days has borne sufficient fruit that I may put bread on the table, but far more I praise him for this lasting gift. The grace, the fruit of family, the strong companionship of wife and children. Praise him for the root and ground of love, the heartfelt fellowship, a long marriage, for I might have been alone in life, bereft of love and friendship. But I've been blessed with both, and I have seen my children flourish in the fruitful vine we planted years ago, still young and green. So at this time of the year, as we come out of that dark gray winter, may or may not have been cold for you, but as we come out of the dark gray winter and we enter into this fruitful greening of the world, remember Psalm 128 and rejoice and be glad. Anyway, that's the DBR for today. Get out, enjoy the day, and we'll see you tomorrow.